Well, it's a big night for University of Maine basketball. The women's Black Bears team in Philadelphia to take on Villanova, the first round of the WNIT tournament. And to learn more about the Black Bears' opponent tonight, we're joined on the phone by Nick Montaigne, who broadcast the games for Nova Nation. And a new experience, first time in a while for the Black Bears, but postseason pretty much standard operating procedure for Villanova, Nick.
Yes, Harry Perretta has been around for 37 years, and he's done a great job. Of course, the 2003 upset over Connecticut and their long winning streak, and that team got to the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament. We went back to the Big Dance 2 years ago out at Stanford, where we lost a tough one to Michigan. And we've been to the third round of the women's NIT three different times in recent memory. So it's no stranger to the postseason for Villanova women's basketball.
Well, Maine's Richard Barron told us he's good friends with Coach Perretta and says it may be like watching a carbon copy tonight because he styled the Black Bears offense after what Villanova does.
Yeah, it's a neat matchup when the selection committees put similar teams together. I think we see that on the men's and women's side quite a bit during March Madness, and it's always a lot of fun. Both teams will shoot a lot of threes, as you know. Villanova runs a motion offense and likes to get layups, but they will bomb it from three. They're close to 300 threes made on the season, and there's no doubt that there's a similarity, as you guys know, with the great job that Richard Barron has done taking the Bears from a four-win season a couple of years ago, which I'm sure was a struggle for everybody up there in Maine, and what a great job he's done recruiting and turning their program around. Obviously, they make a lot of threes, and whether it's Vekstrom or Bodine, and certainly two great players in Liz Wood and certainly Ziggy Koitzer. So it's neat how both teams take care of the basketball, shoot it well, make a lot of threes, and both teams are well coached.
Well, when you mentioned taking care of the basketball, Villanova just about the best there is, leading the nation in turnover margin, and that's always a key. If you don't beat yourself, it makes it tougher for the other folks to do it.
Yeah, it's real frustrating when teams play Villanova because you have to guard our tough-to-figure-out offense, is the best way to put it, with all the cutting and screening and picks and pops. And Villanova has led the country in fewest turnovers per game for the last 7 years. And this year alone, it's a statistic that boggles the mind that we have had 21 games this year with single-digit turnovers, including seven out of the last nine games. So when we take care of the basketball, it frustrates other teams who like to get out and run and get easy transition baskets. Hence, when Villanova is being disciplined, they get decent shots off, and if they make their shots, they're usually in the game late, and it gives them a good chance to win.
We're talking with the voice of Villanova women's basketball, Nick Montaigne. Tell us about this talented guard who had such a great year, 13.5 points per game, over four assists per game, 44 steals on the year, 5'10 junior Caroline Coyer.
Caroline Coyer is absolutely the most athletic guard we've ever had here. She is a combo point guard that is a scoring guard, can dribble drive, can shoot from three. She turned it on late in the season to make a run for player of the year in the Big East, all-conference first team. As you said, she can score it, she can dish it, and she can put up big scoring games. Didn't have a point against Butler in our Big East tournament quarterfinal game, and then turned in 26 the next night against DePaul in Chicago against the Blue Demons, who are now back-to-back Big East tournament champions. There's no doubt Caroline Coyer has heated up. She has nine times in her career she's hit 20-point games. Six of the last 12 games she's gone for 20 points or more, and she shot it well over this latest stretch, almost 50% shooting and over 40% from three over her last 12 games. So she's figured it out here late in the year, finding her stroke, and she can do everything from put it on the deck to shoot it from mid-range or bomb a three-pointer.
Well, it looks like Villanova also with a pretty good presence inside in Emily Lear, who's put up some very strong numbers this year too.
Yeah, Emily Lear battled a bit of an injury early in the season, and that's why we got off to a poor start, losing a lot of close games. But once we got Emily Lear back, it really turned the season around. We upset NC State and DePaul at home in the same week at the start of the new year, and Emily Lear turned herself into an All-Big East second-teamer this season. She's one of the best shooters in the Big East. She shoots around 50%, which is top five in the conference. She's a matchup nightmare because she can play the post down low and has a spin move, a hook shot that's tough for post defenders to guard. And if she's guarding a slower center, she can pull you out to the perimeter and knock down threes as well, as Lear has over 40 three-pointers made this year. And for a 6'2 player to play inside and out, it's awfully tough for opponents to defend that.
So we've got a veteran team that has postseason experience, a team that plays extremely well at home, is not going to be rattled by the postseason experience. So if you're the Maine Black Bears, if you can flip it, what would they need to hope for tonight to go down and get a victory on the road?
Well, I would think you need your big players in March to step up and get the job done. And certainly, as I said before, with Liz Wood and Siggy Koitzer, I'm awfully impressed by what Liz Wood has done. She has a triple-double this year, as you guys know. She shoots it at close to 50%. She had a fantastic season last year with her scoring. She can dish. I think she led you guys in assists last year, if I had that right. Mm-hmm. And she's Defensive Player of the Year in the America East. When you get a player who does everything well, that's awfully tough to stop, and that will be quite the matchup defensively for the Wildcats. So I would think stopping Liz Wood would be a concern, and obviously paying attention to what Koitzer can do, because she can shoot it well and she can dish and distribute. So no doubt a two-pronged attack for Coach Barron.
Nick Montaigne broadcast Villanova basketball for Nova Nation. Nick, we appreciate you making time for us so close to game time. Enjoy the game tonight, and thanks again for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.